Brady Report.
It is a Wednesday. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Let's start with Fatberg.
Yeah, this is an extraordinary story in London. Under the ground, the sewers in Whitechapel, East London, they're clogged up. And Thames Water have sent a team of engineers and specialists down there to find out just why the sewer is so clogged. Guess what they found? One of the biggest ever fatbergs. So it's an iceberg made basically, a fatberg made out of grease and oil that people have put down the sink. Nappies, wet wipes, you name it. Yeah. It weighs 130 tons and it is the length of 2 Wembley soccer pitches. It is absolutely huge. They've got a team of specialists down there with really high-powered hose pipes jet washing it, and they reckon it's going to take them several weeks to chip away at it and get those sewers moving again. Gross.
Oh, what an awful job. The police are far more happier than that, though. Why are they happy?
Yeah, police and prison officers have had some good news today. Government announcing that the public sector pay freeze for police and prison officers is effectively over. Now, this has been in place for 7 years, meaning that they would just get a 1% rise. That is all they've had for the last 7 years. Now, prison officers next year will get 1.7%, police will get 2%. Nobody, let's be honest here, is getting carried away. Inflation is running at 2.9%, so it's still effectively a pay cut.
And the hero bus driver has spoken.
So people will remember this story from a couple of weeks ago. A lady minding her own business walking over Putney Bridge, and a male jogger rushes past her. He actually goes out of his way. You'll remember the CCTV. He goes out of his way to push her into the path of an oncoming bus. Now, the bus driver has spoken out today. He's a Frenchman. Oliver Salbrice is his name. And he says that he is in no mistake. He says he saw exactly what happened, split-second reaction, and his quick driving basically saved that woman's life because she was pushed headfirst into the path of an oncoming London bus. He says he is absolutely adamant that this guy did it deliberately. He said there was a male pedestrian nearby, and he didn't touch him. He pushed the woman. And the emphasis, really, all this media coverage is to try and find who this jogger was. He still hasn't been found.
Yeah, pretty average. Good on you, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
Have a great day, guys.